people are driving from all over to 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. They're driving for the ultimate car shopping experience and giving McCarthy dealerships 5-star reviews like these. Best experience yet. Great to work with. Excellent customer service experience. Come see for yourself. Shop over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles with our lowest prices and log on to kccars.com for quick and easy credit pre-approval. We're looking forward to exceeding your expectations. Visit us today at any of our 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations.
Coach Walms, the 6A bracket to me, and if you look all the way down on the south side, you know, we talk about our south side, the west side, on the bottom part of the bracket, with Free State down there, I really think you have years sometimes when you get to the quarterfinals where there's somebody kind of a surprise team or the bracket shakes out that maybe somebody got a kiss and kind of got scheduled there. I don't think it's like that this year. With Blue Valley North playing Gardner-Edgerton and Shawnee Mechanese playing Olathe North on this side, and then Derby and Topeka and Lawrence Free State and Manhattan on the bottom, I think this is as balanced a bracket that you'll see in any class. I mean, there's usually two or three where you go, man, they're really good. And I think Free State and Derby are probably the two teams people talk about. But at this point in the season, especially the way Blue Valley North is playing, and Gardner-Edgerton hasn't lost, and they're doing what they need to do, this is really as good a bracket as we're going to see.
None of the eight teams that we see in this bracket have been given this opportunity. They've all eight earned it to get there.
Three undefeated teams,
right?
Still
and,
left.
And,
I mean,
and teams with one loss. There's a couple of one losses.
Yeah, and you look at some of the games. I mean, I the biggest shock I think of any of it was the Blue Valley loss in week one. But that being said, I don't know if we thought that Blue Valley was going to get past Shawnee Mission East anyway. I think that they had so many injuries, they would hope to get some players back and that maybe they would have a shot there. But Blue Valley was probably, in terms of where they were, maybe probably the fifth best team in that bracket. It didn't even play out that way. Blue Valley North was seeded fifth, but they definitely were playing above their level because they're playing so well right now. They're playing like the team that won the state championship.
Well, they lost their first three games of the season, right?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, to two good, really, really good teams. And then lost the third one to Pittsburgh, who was good, but Mertz was out the second half, and their freshman Henry Martin came in and played fantastic. That's a name to file away for next year, boys and girls, because that's another good quarterback coming out of Blue Valley North. But, you know, they really have, you know, righted the ship. They've found something in Amari Pesek-Hickson as a guy who didn't play since like his freshman year. He's a basketball player, comes out and really does a good job of out of the backfield for them. They don't need a guy to be a 1,000-yard rusher. Because the passing game is so good, and he's at, 788, I think, rushing and 790-something in receiving. He gives them enough of a rushing threat that at the beginning of the season, it didn't look like they had in that loss to Bishop Miege.
And when you look back at week two and you look at Shawnee Mission East, they were 0-1 after the first week, lost to Gardner, and we thought, boy, what's going to go on? And you know what? No matter what you say about Gardner's schedule, they're still 10-0.
Oh, no. You look at what they've done in the postseason. They're really just, you know, they've been dominant. I mean, you know, Blue Valley Northwest is not a good football team, but they handled that 55-27, and I think most of those points that Northwest scored were on the backups. And then last week, a good Shawnee Mission Northwest team that can score, they go out and score another 49 points. I mean, they're a team that was like, okay, if you can throw it and score it like Blue Valley North will do, they're going to go out and say, well, then we're going to get the ball back and we're going to have it for 6 minutes. So see what you can do there while your offense is sitting on the sideline.
Gardner-Edgerton offensively kind of has the same position that Shawnee Mission East had several years ago. They're doing things offensively that not very many other people do. Therefore, it's hard to defend them.
Yeah, and then you look at Shawnee Mission East, and they've gone more to a pro style, maybe a little bit of a spread. But what did Coach Hoover talk about today?
Playing defense.
Playing defense and what? Running the football.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, we want to be balanced. But they really – Tony Friend's a great running back, and Maddox has been a good quarterback for them. So that's really – when you look at those two games, there's some style matchups there. I mean, Olathe North is going to run the ball like crazy as well. And so it's definitely going to be interesting to see how those games go. I fully expect both those games to be seven-point games. If it's bigger than that, something went wrong for a team. You know, they put the ball on the ground four or five times. That's definitely a game. We look at the bottom half and Free State, they've just been dominant. I mean, you know, they really have looked fantastic. They've just pounded Hayesville campus last week and really got things going. Wichita North, of course, in the first week, 1-18. I know they're staring down and thinking about Derby, but Manhattan's a solid football team, and they can't really get caught looking ahead here.
Well, Manhattan's 9-1 and has a great tradition in football. They've been powerhouses in Class 6 and 5 before, and they're 9-1, so you know they'll be ready to play Free State.
Yeah, and I think Free State is hoping to be healthy this year, and I know Derby and Free State were a little banged up last year as they came out the end of the season. And you know, it's probably the reason that Derby was kind of banged up when they got to the state championship game against Blue Eye North because they played Free State in the semis. And both these teams look like they're pretty healthy. Coach, when you've got it, when you know, would you rather be in a situation where you've got a quarterfinal game right in front of you that you don't know, there is no guarantee of anything? Shawnee Mission East, Olathe North, Blue Valley North, and Gardner-Edgerton, there's not a, well, we feel pretty good. We're going to be able to handle our business. And, you know, we've seen it. And we feel like we're the better team. Would you rather be in that situation or would you rather be in a Derby Free State situation where you look on paper, you probably are the better team, even though those teams only have one loss in Manhattan and Topeka. But you played a team several times before. There's that team out there. You know, if you're Free State, you haven't beaten them. If you're Derby, you've beaten them several times in the same spot. But you don't necessarily, you know, want to have to kind of go back at it. Which is your preference there?
My preference is to be playing great defense at this time of the year. That's what I want to be doing, and not worry about those. Because all of a sudden, when you worry about those things, then there's a change and an event happens, and all of a sudden you're going, we may have just caught a break. We're going to play X instead of Y.
Yeah.
And you know, who knows?
Well, and I think the weather's going to play a big role in what it is, just because it's going to be cold for the first time. And I, you know, if the wind's blowing, we, you know, that affects passing games. Now, the teams that are passers in 6A and can get the ball up and down the field have pretty good strong-arm quarterbacks. They're not lollipopping balls out there and running three-yard patterns. They really have quarterbacks in Maddox and Mertz, who are D1 Michigan and Wisconsin quarterbacks.
I don't know about Maddox as much as I do Graham Mertz, but I can tell you this. It doesn't bother Graham Mertz or Blue Valley North if he's running with the football.
Well,
he is a running back with great feet when he wants to be.
Well, and that's what we talked at the beginning of the season. I remember Mike Leary coming off that Miege game and said, you know, before Pesek Hickson got it going, he's like, you know, he may be their best running back, and that's the question, is he going to get banged up? And he got banged up on a play he ran. Luckily, it was just a strain, and he was able to come back 2 weeks later. But that was a question going into the season. You know, Grant Hamill was a great running back for them. I think he probably, by the end of the season, was over 1,000 yards and really was a great change of pace for them and allowed them to do what they wanted to do. But let's not forget, the winning touchdown in the state championship game was a scramble by Mertz that he dove in, arm out to the pylon. So I mean, it's definitely a part of what they want to do.
I saw him last year in an earlier playoff game going from inside the 10-yard line. He was the best running back in the game. I mean, he was just running over people.
Well, being 6'3", 6'4", 200 plus pounds, I mean, he's a good sized kid. And we haven't talked about Gardner. I think Gardner is fantastic. I love talking with Coach Cornelson, and I think they're really good at what they do. Every time I see them on film, it's like, man, when you get that flex bone going, and they've got some size and they've got some things going for them. So that's a great matchup. And then Olathe North, they quietly have done their business. They went to Columbine and played one of the best teams in Colorado, got beat, and then lost by 7, Shawnee Mission East. I mean, that's
I think the thing that's really helped Olathe North is that quarterback. He's just done a great job. Arlen Bruce.
Yeah, and you know, what I've heard is that he's just really talented, and he plays some baseball because he's got a good arm, and they're like, we'll figure it out. Go play the outfield. We'll figure out. We'll get you hitting, get the ball on the ground, and get you running. So he's just an outstanding athlete. And then the two big athletes they have is Damon Sanchez and Arlen Bruce, and they do a great job of getting the ball in both their hands, if not every play, but a lot of plays, they both touch the ball.
I think that game's going to come down to whose defense plays the best. And yeah, they both may play great and still not win the game.
Well, and last time they played, it was a goal line stand. That's an easy limb to go out on, Coach, because that's what happened last time.
Yep.
All right. When we come back, we will talk with Gardner-Edgerton Coach Ryan Cornelson and Mill Valley Coach Joel Appleby. You're listening to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.